Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Holy hell, do we ever. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm doing okay, lover. How are you?
I'm great. I'm nervous because we're periscoping for the first time.
Yes, this witchcraft really had you spooked, I think, these new technologies.
I have a feeling I'm going to be okay.
I think you'll be all right, as long as it doesn't steal your soul.
You know who has a great soul?
Oh, I sure do.
This hilarious hunk of man meat. He's an NYC-based actor, writer, and comedian.
You've seen him all over the internet in videos for UCB Above Average and Funny or Die.
And all over the stage as well. He's currently on the UCB Theater sketch mod team, Estevez.
Welcome, Mr. Kenneth P. Beck.
Hello, Ken.
Howdy.
Hey,
guys.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Great to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me on this warm or cold February day.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what it is.
Yeah.
It's hot in this little sweat room.
I like this, though. This is it.
This is
the box.
I like that.
We're all going to die in here.
Good.
Yeah, we used to record outside, but it just got too cold.
Sure. Now we've settled into this nest.
Well, it's a beautiful nest.
We like to wine and dine our guests here on Ménage à Trois Radio.
Yeah, we try to be a fancy podcast, very classy. And we asked Ken Beck for his beverage of choice, and he asked for some green tea.
Green tea.
Under the weather, though.
Yeah, under the weather. I was saying if it wasn't the green tea, maybe we'd have a dark and stormy.
Oh,
yes.
We'll go down that road.
Then we talked about car bombs, potentially.
Oh, my goodness,
we'll have to
yes.
have you back when you're well, and we'll just... Yeah. We'll just start hitting some Irish car bombs.
I'm also under the weather.
Yes, you just started getting under.
You're not alone, brother.
No.
I am fucking over the weather.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna spit in your mouth while you sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're a smug bastard right now.
I'll be sleeping with my mouth open, laughing at you, being like, you're sick.
Sleep with one mouth open. Okay.
Gripping your medicine tight. Medicine.
Do little kids know about Metallica?
Hey, James Hetfield, you want to sell a little jingle to Dayquil?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Well, actually, probably.
Probably.
Metallica sold it all.
They'll sell it.
Hey, they don't Kiss. Like when you have free music.
Kiss will do it. Kiss will put Kiss medicine.
Yes.
I don't know. They probably would.
But Kiss is great for that.
Yeah.
The tongues.
Sure. The Simmons tongue out.
Ooh,
and you like
put a little Flintstone vitamin on there.
You could put a few. You could do your whole week's worth of.
You could on that tongue.
Little?
Yep.
Little?
I got a short little nubby, fat little tongue.
I like your fat tongue.
Yeah, fat fuck tongue.
I got a normal little.
Normal.
Yeah. I think I have a pretty normal tongue.
So soft.
Yeah, we all got norm tongues.
Way in
norm,
live
we got norm
on
from Cheers tongues.
Norm. Yeah.
Norm. So are you single or looking to mingle? Or not mingle.
Technically, I'm not single.
Not single.
I'm kidding. We were at your wedding.
We were there. And it was
we always ask that
delightful.
Question.
Don't tell nobody, but
I'm secretly married.
Secretly married. Well, yeah, I'm a married man now since August 22nd. You guys were there. It was a blast.
It was
great. A blast.
Yeah.
How's married life?
Fantastic.
We enjoy it.
Lovely.
Yeah, I like it. I think people build it up so much as this is going to be this crazy thing, and it's just, you're just, you know, living and fucking with someone, and you got one thing figured out in this crazy life that's hard to get anything else figured
out.
Yeah,
you got to lock that shit down.
Lock one thing down if you can.
God, help you. That's it, you know, and it's nice. It's a good thing. It's good for especially the mental health.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like,
I say it's good to have somebody who's not your buddy to chat with, you know what I'm saying?
Partner in crime.
Partner in crime, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that above all.
Yeah. Somebody who has to love you.
Someone who's legally obligated to love you. And if you commit a crime, they can't testify against you.
The tax breaks are fantastic. JK, yeah. I don't even know about that.
They're okay, I think. The government wants people getting married.
Yeah.
Speaking of the government, let's slide on over to sexy science.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do we do here?
Well, we rip articles from the headlines.
That's right. We like to discuss matters of the hearts and parts. You know, things sexual, things scientific, topical, all that shit.
Just weird stuff.
Yeah, weird stuff we heard about. So this one comes to us from ZTEF Weekly. The title of this article is Czech Scientist Arrested for Sex Clone Experimentation.
I'd fuck me.
So the reason that that's a clip
Haas,
is relevant.
We hear you giggling over there.
You little devil.
Love that clip.
It's great.
Yeah. So the reason that that's relevant is Pavel Sobotka is a geneticist, husband and father of two, was arrested in Prague after a neighbor alerted police that he was performing strange experiments in his basement.
That's right. The police raided his laboratory and found stolen equipment from a local university where he once worked, along with evidence that he was attempting to clone himself.
Then, after a full search of his home, authorities also discovered hundreds of logbooks and journals detailing his plans to create multiple clones of himself for the purposes of sexual experimentation.
So he's trying to clone himself to fuck himself.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. All right. That's sort of cool, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think it's really cool.
It's better than what's his name? Fritz over in Germany sticking his family in the basement. Remember
him? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's much better than that.
I also was worried this was turning into, like, human centipede. Whenever I hear about, like...
experiments.
Weird scientists and, like... I don't know. Basements, I get creeped out.
Yeah, sure. This could be a human centipede situation. I mean, real narcissism is having a human centipede with just all you.
Just all you.
It's just you on your own ass, on your own mouth, on your own ass. It's just an never-ending cycle of yourself.
Well, and that's basically keeping your family in the basement. Because who's more your family than yourself?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah, I think they got to give him a pass on that one. That
one, if you were on that jury, you would say, pass.
Dude, I mean, he's not hurting. He's only hurting himself.
He's only hurting himself. So,
come on.
Over and over and over again. But pleasure can be pain, and there's a thin line and all that garbage.
Butt pleasure.
Butt pleasure. Well, speaking of butt pleasure, after his arrest, the thing he kept repeating to the media that he wasn't gay.
Yeah, the one thing he wanted to stress.
That's what he thought was important.
To everyone was just that he wasn't gay, that when he wanted to have sex with himself, he was just trying experimentation, which is...
Why
is that the thing you need to make sure that you're...
They're like, no, you're not gay. You're just a sick fuck.
Yeah.
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 The orientation is not relevant.
Yeah, don't matter. Yeah, are not connected in any way.
That's like... That just shows you how deep... The wounds are the mental wounds, whatever happened to that.
Poor man.
Hey, buddy, first of all, it's 2016.
Yeah, first of all, this
Hello.
Is the year.
Yeah, come on, boy.
Boy,
it's 1998 to me. So, yeah. Boy, is that from 1998? Boy,
it's around a 98. Okay, cool. Feels right.
Well, and the Czech Republic might be a little behind.
Oh, yeah.
They were under that Eastern Bloc for a while.
Yeah, yeah. They're just starting to spread their wings. Yeah, Czechoslovakia became the Czech Republic,
exactly.
And now they're starting to come out of their shell a little bit. Yeah. I'm making wild generalizations about a country I know very little about.
Well, I think the wall came down and people just started cloning themselves for sexual experimentation.
Yes. Prague's got great beers.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, it's good. It's good beer
Czech
party
beer
town, is what
great.
I understand.
Clone that beer.
Clone the beer. Fuck the beer.
Clone the beer, people.
Fuck any inanimate object, because you don't, I mean, that's just all.
You ever fucked a bear?
Yeah. I mean.
I don't know.
It works.
Sexuality and sexual orientation aside, too, I think I don't even know that I am my own type in just a physical sense, if I were.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I went down a Reddit rabbit hole after Murph brought this sexy science to my attention, and people were like, fucking yourself is weird. I mean, everyone has a lot of opinions, but they were saying how there's something about, you think of yourself as how you look in the mirror, but when you see if you see a clone of yourself, it's actually a reverse, which changes how you look to yourself, which I thought was interesting. Not that that would be the deal breaker of whether you fuck yourself.
Wait a minute, that freckle is on the other side of my face. No way am I fucking this.
Yeah. No.
There was like an idea that you wouldn't even immediately recognize yourself, even though you think of yourself as the most familiar thing.
Sure.
It was interesting.
Well, yeah, it's freakish to see, I would think. I mean, well, first of all, let's even start at the beginning of this. Cloning, you know, there was the Dolly sheep or whatever, but was, I mean, speaking of 98, I think that was probably around 98.
That was definitely around 98.
The sheep was cloned and said, boy!
Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Yeah.
Did that sheep fuck itself?
Yes, I think that sheep fucked itself. I think the first thing that sheep wanted was to fuck itself.
So it's okay if sheep do it.
But I don't think, I mean, we're not even at the stage yet where I mean, I'm sure behind closed doors the CIA is doing it. But as far as lay people are concerned, you can't clone a human anyway. So not only was he doing experimentation that was bold in that sense of like, I want to do this, but his end goal, if he were to be able to clone himself, was immediately to just fuck himself.
Yeah.
Well, and what if himself didn't want to?
Exactly.
Like, is that where the human rights issue gets it? Because if a clone
you can
has,
rape yourself, I think.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. You can rape yourself?
No, I'm not. No, I'm saying. Let me clarify that very quickly. I'm saying.
Oh, jeez.
I'm saying it would be considered rape. You would still need consent from yourself.
But you
I
also
meant.
Probably know how to butter yourself up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not even technically a twin. You'd have to know and butter yourself up, too.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Like,
you
hey,
know
buddy, I got some whiskey. Let's just get down to it.
I got some whiskey and some old pizza. I think you're going to be real happy about it. It's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you know I am.
I know you like when I put the Kiss album on and the Christmas lights and, like, you know what that person wants.
Sure, sure. You're also not the other thing, though, that this is a time. Yeah, because you don't clone someone and they're instantly then, you know, I'm 34 years old. I'm not going to be 34.
They don't
so I would have
the
to raise myself
nurture.
And then fuck myself.
It's,
which is
they have the nature but not the nurture of yourself.
Precisely. Yeah. Precisely.
How am I not myself?
Oh, that's a mess, though.
It is.
God, raising this. Oh.
How am I not myself when
raising
I'm inside myself?
Raising yourself to fuck yourself? That's a whole nother kind of weird thing.
He
sure is.
He wasn't planning this out.
No,
well,
not. It seems like he kind of snapped at some point. I'm going to say he's not of sound mind.
Pavel, what the hell?
Pavel.
What the hell, Pavel?
I mean, if I'm on that jury, I'm with you. I'll give him the one pass.
I'll give him one.
I'll say, look, this was never really going to, you know, this is just in your mind. Think this through. Go home to your wife and children.
I don't think he has wife and children.
Yeah, they left
I'm really
him.
Hoping
no, I bet
he
they left him after this.
You brought up a good thing, though. Would you fuck yourself? That's the age-old question we're
just
all
physically.
Trying to know.
I love my person. I would hang out with myself. Yeah. I'd party with myself, but I wouldn't fuck myself.
I might hang out.
I would maybe.
I'd call myself every now and again and check in.
Just sending myself a gif, a funny gif.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Be like, hey, check this out.
Yeah, I know you'll like this.
Yeah. I check in once a year with myself.
That's about it. You're not getting no boning on this side. Sorry.
No.
I would maybe do it out of curiosity if it were on the table, like hypothetically sci-fi wise, but I don't have any interest in it. I would never pursue it. I would never purposefully like get the ball in motion to like make that happen.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah.
To the whole thing. But even let's just say forget the science part. If it was just an instant time travel, maybe.
Yeah.
If you came
go back in time and fuck yourself.
Maybe that 18-year-old came back, maybe.
That's the other thing. I know.
Good shape.
I've let myself go. I'm saying I wouldn't fuck myself today.
Oh, meaning I wouldn't. Yeah. No, I'm
97?
97.
In 98?
Yeah.
When I was 22, I was like really hot.
22.
I feel like I peaked.
It's gone way downhill from there. That was my peak. I'm thinking of my peak.
22. Yeah, I think, you know what? I take that back. Not 18. 25. When I was working for the post office.
Here we go. Man in uniform.
Did you wear the shorts?
No, they didn't issue me because I was a temporary one. They gave me a t-shirt that said, and a hat, and that was it. And I walked around with my own cargo shorts on.
So you probably got a lot of looks of like, this guy's not really the mailman. We got all Kenzie. He's a nice guy. So let's let him hang out. But
hey, here's some of my mail. Bring it back to me. We'll pretend.
Yeah.
You looked like the kind of guy who maybe had some experiments going on in his basement.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Did I ever?
What age Murph would you make love
prime
to?
For me? You've got to be I'd say
18.
Driving age. Oh, over 18. Okay,
it's
I was gonna
be
say
over
16.
18.
Yeah. I guess it would depend on the state that it's in.
17 and a half.
Yeah, but I'd say right then 18. I would say 18.
Driving age? You little pervert.
I'm just saying it was when I was physically at my best, behind the wheel.
You were
16.
A baseball star. Murph won't
good
talk
shape.
About it, but he was a baseball
my
star.
All right.
My. Center field, leadoff hitter.
More? Let's get, oh wait, where
I was. I was a center fielder and leadoff, hitting that leadoff spot.
Do you have any stories?
Stories. Let's see.
No pressure. I just know that when we go to his hometown, people are like,
I wasn't
Manny
a home
Meyer.
Run hitter, but I did against Myers High School. I did hit one walk-off home run my junior year of high school.
These panties are soaked.
I never picked up a bat unless it was for gym. Sorry, man. That's awesome, though. I did a little bit of basketball. It was no star, that's for sure, but I did all the sports.
Basketball, yeah.
Small school, all the sports. Mediocre.
Jack of all sports.
Jack of
master
all sports.
Of none.
Master of none. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
awesome,
think I'm
man.
Really good at any sports. I'm a good snowboarder. And
yeah.
I run. Sure. I like to do things by myself. I hate teams and I hate working together.
You don't like those team sports.
Who cares?
Mm-mm. Well, Pavel, your jury selection has begun. And hopefully at least get a couple of us in the room here and on your side.
Get yourself in the jury.
I'm telling you, clone about 8 people. What? No, 12. 12 angry men.
12 angry
men. Get them.
12 angry
12
Pavels.
Angry men. It's all Pavels. It's all fucking jury.
I didn't want to get fucked.
Yeah, they could definitely put themselves in his shoes. Yeah. Shall we move on?
I think it's time. I think it's time to get on over to Listener Love.
Listen, a mailbag.
Well, here people tweet at us. They stop us in the street. they ask us.
They periscope at us.
They periscope at us. We do have six people. So if anyone also has a sex or relationship-based advice question that they want to float out there, you can write it up there. And Haas, if you want to see if anyone has anything. Other than that, we'll go through the ones that we've already received.
Let's help people with their hearts and parts.
Let's try. And Ken, please help us out, because we're not great at giving advice, but we try.
We give really bad advice.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
We'll either really help people or we'll fucking ruin somebody's life. So those are the stakes.
We have, ruined a lot of lives.
Who do we have?
Well, our first question is from Barbara Ann from Long Island via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Barb A. says, I recently went... hold on. This is not... okay, we're going to try this
again. Just take the went out.
Thank you. I recently got a reading from the Long Island Medium. She told me that my deceased husband wants me to start dating again, but Stefan was always very positive.
Possessive.
Fuck me. Should I believe her? Damn it.
All right, so just to...
I can't fucking read.
Hey, that's quite all right.
Listen, Haas,
I can't fucking read.
Reading's not the easiest thing in the world.
That's true.
But, okay, so basically the idea is...
it sounded really good, though.
Yeah.
So basically
her husband is very possessive when they were married, and he is now no longer with us. And she got a reading, and the psychic told her to... that her husband came crossed over and said
that's
to start dating.
That's how I understand the question.
And she's saying, should she believe? Yeah. Should she believe? I mean, first of all, I personally.
But if you're going to a psychic, you believe in it. So get out there.
But do you really need to read anymore?
What?
Sorry.
Is reading really necessary?
Wait, was that a listener question?
No.
From Haas?
Yeah, well.
Reading. What's it good for?
What's it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
I think, I'm with you, but I have some family members who are.
Psychics?
No, they love that.
They love it. Yeah.
Illiterate. They're illiterate. Don't worry. They're with you, man. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're great. I can't read either. Positive possessive is all good. They're into that, and I feel like you're getting swindled. But
no, it's horse manure.
It is, but of course the prevailing result that comes out of it is like, oh well, it's usually positive. It's always a positive experience.
Yeah.
So you take that with it, but then you look at the other side. It's like, well, fuck. But yeah, this. Well, yeah. I mean, get out there.
Get out. You should just get out there no matter what. Yeah.
Use this bullshit. To jumpstart your life.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. You got to get out there. And.
Because your husband was possessive. That to me sounds not necessarily, it's not a good thing. I'm saying for her.
If he were positive, that'd be a good thing.
That's why I think it was clouded in my mind. I was like, is he positively possessive? But he was possessive, so now those shackles have been broken.
Exactly.
By his death.
Break these chains of love. Don't give up, as Erasure says.
Yes. Ooh. Spend that money instead of on a medium. Spend it on a date, on a nice date.
On a nice Brazilian wax.
Woo!
JK,
get
what?
Boom, right.
Long live the bush. Who do we have next?
Okay. All right. I got this.
Just focus, Haas.
Our second question is from, this is a weird name.
Fabrizio
in Baltimore via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Bree says... I saw someone break their dick on TV. Can that really happen? If so, mine might be broken. It hurts and it looks weird.
Oh, no. Wow, the computer didn't like that.
No, the computer's like, I got a broken dick.
I don't really know about this, but I know there is a way to injure your penis, even though there's not a bone in there.
Yeah, you break the blood vessels. When the blood vessels are engorged with blood, if it snaps I forget. I mean, there's definitely a word for it.
I got my tit stuck in a revolving door the other day, and it was very painful.
Yeah.
But I don't have a penis, so I can't speak to that.
No. You can just smash your tits in a door.
I did. And yeah. I don't even have... I have small boobs, and I still managed to, like, wedge myself in a revolving door.
But the nips are sensitive. It's a sensitive area.
And it's a sensitive... I had a bruise running along the side of my body.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's no good. Yeah, the wiener, the wang, the dick, it's getting it broke is not good. Yeah, it is. I thought it was it's blood vessels, right?
Yeah,
you
were
saying, I don't know. Go to the doctor anyway.
Certainly go. Yeah.
I think that's the best advice.
any pain. I mean, I've never broke my dick, but.
If something hurts and it looks mangled, I'm going to probably go and have it looked at if I have the insurance or I can afford to.
Murph was recently on an episode of Younger, so I watched the show. I don't usually watch it. I've heard great things, but it was the first episode I'd seen. And David Wayne breaks his dick in that episode. I wonder if this is what they're... I mean, it happens in a lot of stuff.
I was on an SVU as well.
Yeah. Is it always blood vessels? Can it be cartilage?
I think it depends on how bad, I guess, it's bruised. But my understanding is if it's in the act of having sex... And it breaks.
It's
the blood vessels have been damaged. And it can be permanent if you don't go and get it looked at.
That's awful.
Also, I think you would know. I think this might be something else, maybe just more.
You might just
have
an STD.
Yeah.
Or you strained the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Sprained?
It's a pull, not a break.
He needs a little sling for it.
Yeah.
It's like for the ween.
A ween sling is...
You gotta get one of those, dude.
Just rip up an old wife beater and fashion a sling for your
fashion
dang.
Fashion yourself a sling. Sling for your dang. That's a fucking... what's her name? Lori from the old... my brain is...
What?
Left my body. The Shark Tank. The QVC queen.
Oh, yeah. She would make
the
sling.
The ding sling
dang.
Is... Ding yeah, that seems like... That's a big time QVC.
Should I go on Shark Tank with that?
Yes, you should.
With the ding sling, yeah.
Both of you. We'll bring Murph in.
Let's do it. I'll be the model. Yes. I've sprained and...
Fabrizio,
now it's like, bear in mind our production facilities are our apartment, and we're making these out of wife beaters. But for the moment, but these are prototypes.
Well, and Fabrizio could come be the before.
Oh, yeah.
Picture.
Yep,
I'll be a before too.
I got
I'm more
weird
of a before
dick.
Than an after.
All right, so
broke. No.
I guess the answer to this question is that we're gonna make $1 million in QVC.
Yes, thank you for inspiring our dingsling. Haas, do we have anyone else?
We do indeed. Okay. Lastly, Big Ricky in San Antonio, Texas, DM'd us on Twitter at Menage Radio.
Nice.
Big R Wonders. Yo, ever fucking Elvis impersonator?
You nailed that reading, Haas.
I know.
That was your best yet.
Thank you.
No, I have not. Should we go around the room?
No. I'm a no.
Well, can you read that again?
Yeah. Who was it? Was it?
Big R Wonders. Yo. Ever fucking Elvis impress? Oh, fuck.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yes.
Damn it, you.
Can't
bastards.
Get two in a row.
Cannot.
Wow.
But the answer is yes, I have fucked many Elvis impersonators.
Ooh.
No, only fuck Elvis only. Impersonators. It's the only way I can get off.
That's right.
Would you do that because you want to fuck Elvis, or would you do that because you're like drunk and in Vegas, or like?
I think both of those would make sense. I think if you really had a thing for Elvis and you could find one of the best Elvis impersonators, that could you could get into that. But I also just think as a novelty, yes. Also, I think you could just fuck someone at a bar one night and then find out the next day that their job is an Elvis. It's not like you're always walking around like Elvis. If you had the hair down and the glasses off. You wouldn't, you know.
You'd have no idea.
You'd have no idea that they were an Elvis impersonator. They'd probably just
wouldn't
be a handsome
fucking. Wouldn't that be horrifying,
though,
if you went home with someone, you woke up the next day, and they were like, I'm a clown.
Yeah.
Like, just something not like, like, you're like, no.
You wake up, and they're putting their big, bright red wig on.
Yeah.
You're just like, hello. Would you like some breakfast? It's like, no.
No.
No, you creep.
No, get. No.
Yeah, I don't think. I do think there's something sexy about costumes, though.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Elvis doesn't do it for me. Obviously, clown does not. But, like, Halloween's always a night when we're all young and single that people, like, hook up because it's, like, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the other big impersonators. I mean, you got your
Marilyn
Monroe's.
Oh, yeah.
Nixon.
You got your Dick Nixon's. Yes. The sexiest of all them.
Obama's.
You got your Obama's.
Whoopi Goldberg.
You got your Whoopi's.
That's not an impersonation I've ever seen.
Well, it's all over the Vegas Strip of those Whoopi impersonators.
Your Johnny Depp's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, now we're getting into this Times Square sadness.
Oh,
you got your Woody's and your Elmo's.
Your Elmo's galore. God.
Oh, hey, yeah, we did get a question here, guys.
Oh, nice.
Great.
Amy asks, is Haas really that dumb?
Oh, no. Oh. The answer is sadly yes.
Oh.
The answer is no.
No.
Dumber.
Very much dumber.
No.
Amy, no, Haas is great. We just razz him because he's a nice little whipping boy.
Oh.
He is a nice little.
I just met him. Seems great.
Whipping boy.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we abuse our bodies and our minds. I feel like I sometimes struggle with words at this point. I think I've done too many drugs for my brain to be at top.
No, this is Haas on times. Drugs.
I'm not saying Haas is high right now. I'm just
I'm definitely not high.
that sounds a little defensive.
I appreciate the question though.
For sure.
Yeah, thanks for that.
It's I guess it's a question.
It was definitely formed in the phrase of a question.
Yeah,
because at least she gave you that. Otherwise, she could have just been like, "Yeah, that Haas is a real fucking dummy."
True. No, I think he's a sweetheart.
Yeah,
come on. Now.
Oh, he's but he has a heart of gold.
Yeah,
he's single. He's
looking to mingle.
Alive.
That's right. Definitely alive. Alive is huge.
I am breathing. So
that's good.
I am barely breathing. Okay, sorry.
That was a good.
I just want to sing all the time.
I know.
All right.
Well, thank you for the question.
Thank you for the question, Amy. Well, now.
Yeah. Now we have some questions for our guest.
Let's
Mr.
do
Ken
it.
Beck. This is a little something called six sections. Yep. These are going to be rapid fire.
Let's do it.
You just answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes.
Starting now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
You have to sing it.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way that you love me all the time.
Yes.
That was amazing. What's the sexiest animal?
Dolphin.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Number one celebrity crush? What's Jessica Biel? Who's the one from Seventh Heaven?
Oh, Jessica Biel. Biel.
Yeah, yeah, she's super.
What U.S. president would you bone?
He's over. Let's go Abe Lincoln. Let's go tall and sexy.
Classic.
And
stately. 69 or 420?
69 all the time.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Oh, it's got to be listening.
Six sections with Ken Beck.
Ooh, great job. We just got dolphin. We got
did.
Two dolphins
oh,
today.
Yeah.
And we like have never gotten it before.
No, the dolphin. It's
cool.
It's a very smart mammal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sea mammal.
Sensual.
In the water.
Sensual, yeah.
It's already in the water.
I got to get that one.
Slippery.
Dolphins do engage, which I just failed to mention this on the last episode. Mm-hmm. Who knows at what order these will be released, but I'll just say the last episode where we got dolphin. Was that they do have blowhole sex themselves.
What?
We're asking about the blowhole.
They do.
They do get the pee-pee in the blowhole, which is more of a... they got the pee-pee in the blowhole. Which is kind of a form of fellatio for them because...
It's like sodomy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, is it like
asphyxia.
Oh, yeah. If they can't breathe while they're doing
sexual
it.
Sexual asphyxia, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
those
they go for that
perverts.
Rush. They try to get right to the edge.
God damn.
They're Murph
the
used
Michael
to do
Hutchinses
that.
Of the nice. Sea. I did used to do that. I diddled around a little bit with the self.
Because you get to that, what is it? You have to... What is the best way? There's the best way to do it. I was reading that somewhere, listening to that somewhere, where it's like you have to set it up a certain way so that you don't.
If
I
you
did
faint,
it with,
you
I
don't
just,
die.
Yeah,
yeah.
I am normally right-handed with everything else I do, but I jazz with my left, so I would do the right hand. I would just do the belt with my own hand.
Yes. So
if it did get a little too far, it's when you start hanging stuff from
then you go David Carradine.
You go Carradine, and
then
you go
mommy
Michael Hutchins.
Finds you in the laundry room hanging with a boner, rigor mortis.
Yes. And sometimes
happy, though.
Mommy pulls up the pants
and
says it was a suicide and not a failed like sexual experiment.
Why is that better?
Somehow it's this puritanical
it's,
garbage.
Yeah,
you
gotta do that.
But who cares either way?
Either way, it's you're dead, so you don't care.
Exactly.
I think for people there's something seedy.
I am barely breathing. It applies again.
The air.
Sing it.
That should...
I don't.
There you go.
Oh, he started reading the lyrics.
Oh, but we pulled them up online, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Yeah, getting right to the edge is just another way to like try shit out if you're getting bored with jerking off.
Oh, for sure, absolutely. There should be a clause though. You like how there's a will. You should be like, just in case you catch me doing this and I'm dead, let's figure out a plan.
Yeah.
Let's say, what was I? How did I die?
Yes.
Right.
That's actually great.
You could say, don't pull my pants up and be honest, or
pull my
pants
down.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or
say just just make it a sexual asphyxiation, no matter what happens.
We were talking
to
about
me.
That the other day. Yeah. Someone just hanged themselves, and then you went in and pulled their pants down.
Yes. And put a little lube on their dick, and you're like, oh, well, he was swinging, experimenting.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. He went out swinging. He was, he was an adventurous.
They're like,
man.
He was hanging from the ceiling, jerking off. Which, that's dark, but.
Yeah. But again, it's still, I don't know. I guess there's something sexier about it. I guess it depends on who you ask if people don't want it. But
what if they're like, the autopsy revealed this person just like had a heart attack?
Yeah,
their family like staged it.
Just staged an erotic asphyxia situation.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to put that in my will, dear. Please, if I go, just make it make it some sort of spectacle, you know?
Go out with a bang.
Make a scene of it, please.
But then I'll get arrested for like fucking with a corpse. Fucking a corpse.
That's true.
Whoopee.
That's true. Whoopsie.
Oopsie-daisy. Just got to get one last love sesh in.
There you go.
Jessica Beals?
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Beals or Beal?
I think it's
Beals.
That's
Beal.
No, it's
Beal. I'm
trying to think of.
She's beautiful.
She is. Yeah. She's with JT, right? The Timberlake?
Yeah.
She and Timberlake are married together.
And they have a kid. Ooh. I bet that's a good looking, talented child.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's she been doing?
I don't know.
I should know. Apparently, that's
you're
crush.
All over her.
I'm
yeah.
obsessed with her. Why don't I know?
Look at that Mr. Skin account and see what she's been up to.
I'm telling you. You know who I just thought of? You want an alternative?
Yeah.
This is weird. I'll give you a weird one for fun and topical. Remember Liquid Television?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Remember Aeon Flux?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Baby.
Ooh. And the Aeon
anime.
Was like,
yeah. And the yeah. Oh, yeah. The fluidity of
hot, super hot.
Super yes. hot.
Great sci-fi.
Yep.
And
erotic in a way that and I think maybe it was just the age I was watching that too, but the eroticism was interesting to me. It wasn't like a full on immediate like, oh yeah, this is sick. It was more this sensuality to it.
Yeah. It's funny too how what you think is hot at a certain age like sticks with you forever.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. the Seventh Heaven woman and like Aeon Flux are like, we know the era of when you really cared about celebrities or like, you know, pop culture and thought they were hot. Because like I used to always be like Ad Rock and like Johnny Depp, and those people now are like great, but I wouldn't.
But no.
They wouldn't be like my number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like ingrained
in my
brain,
at that time,
you know?
Yeah.
No, it was that was a big one for me. That a lot of that late night Sunday. I remember Sunday nights, sneaking downstairs, losing sleep before school,
doing a little erotic, erotic asphyxiation,
trying to squeeze in those little the channels over the scrambling.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And then drink a bunch of Robitussin. All right, guys,
get on that tussin, get that Robo buzz going.
Robo tripping.
I wonder why you can't read now, JK.
Oz has soaked his brain too much of Robitussin.
Well, this is getting nice and wet in here.
Oh, sure is.
Should we sleep on over? Slip on over to get it wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
Yeah, it is. Well, we sleep on over here. And what we do is, this is a little contest between the three of us.
Okay.
Oz is going to judge. And what we do is we gather excerpts from various mediums, song lyrics, passages from literature, movie lines, but they weren't written to be erotic. They were something other than completely no intention of being erotic, and we try to read them as sexy as we can.
Yeah, love so it. We'll take something. Yeah, exactly. We're going to try to make whatever we're reading downright sultry.
Ooh.
Okay, it's Wikipedia. We pulled diseases.
So these are descriptions of diseases from Wikipedia, and we have to read them as sexy as we can.
I love it.
Okay, you want to go first, Murph?
Yeah, sure. I'll go.
We can just go around the table. I can go first.
All right.
Now, let's have Murph go first.
All right. I will go first.
And make it wet.
Measles, also known as Morbilli ruborubora or red measles, is a highly contagious infection. Ooh, it's caused by the measles virus. Initial signs and symptoms typically include fever, often greater than 40 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh.
Cough, runny nose, and red eyes. 2 or 3 days after the start of symptoms, small white spots may form inside the mouth. Nose coplex spots.
What?
A red, flat rash usually starts on the face.
Ooh.
And then it spreads to the rest of the body.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Measles.
There are some measles.
Whoa.
Love it.
I am getting sweaty.
Yes.
Hard as a rock. Hard as a rock.
Let me tell you. But we still have more contestants. So next up, we're going to have Diana.
Yeah. All right. I got a good one.
Great. Make it wet.
Human immunodeficiency virus infection and acquired immune deficiency syndrome, HIV/AIDS, is a spectrum of conditions caused by infection with the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Following initial infection, a person may not notice any symptoms or may experience a brief period of influenza-like illness. Typically, this is followed by a prolonged period with no symptoms.
Ooh, that was an erotic asphyxia situation at the end there. You ran out of
breath. I, like, got AIDS while I was reading it.
Love it. Air supply. Calm down. I don't know what that is.
Haas, aren't you going to say how sexy that was?
Well, it's pretty sexy, but sort of reminded me of a certain somebody reading-wise.
Oh.
What do you mean?
No, nothing. Okay. Hey, you're Ken.
Him. You're like him.
Oh,
yeah. Hey.
God, all I right. get it now.
You get it. All right. So I'll be going now?
Yeah. It's your turn, man.
Okie dokie.
All right. So grab your passage and make it wet.
The term rectal prolapse often is used synonymously with complete rectal prolapse, external rectal prolapse. where the rectal walls have prolapsed to a degree where they protrude out the anus and are visibly outside the body. However, most researchers agree that there are 3 to 5 different types of rectal prolapse, depending on if the prolapse section is visible or visibly externally. Visible externally. Fuck! And there's more. If the full or only partial thickness of the rectal wall is involved.
Wow. My.
I like how many times the term rectal prolapse is in that paragraph, like 400 times.
It's a lot.
And it's funny, we're all on the same page here because we were chatting rectal prolapses before.
Yeah. We just started talking.
Obsessed with rectal prolapse.
Yep. We just can't get enough. Can't get enough of the pink sock.
That's right.
Well, Haas, those are all really sexy. Who do you think won?
Really sexy stuff, guys. This is such a tough choice, but man, you know what? Okay. I'm going to have to go with Ken.
Baby, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Made it wet.
You made it real wet. That was great.
That was.
Thank you. I feel... do I get the pink rose of Cairo now?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Pin it to my shirt. Yeah.
You can keep this bottle.
Oh, you bet.
Whew.
Good.
I'm all hot and bothered, but we got to slip on over to Virtual Sugar.
Well, here, we need you to pretend you're single for just a moment.
You got it, dude.
We want to see you in action on a date.
Okay.
So this is going to be an improvised date. You pick out of that little cup there.
So Ken picks a name and goes on an improvised date with either me, Murph, or Haas.
Mm-hmm.
Murph!
Oh, all right. We're going on a date.
Sweet!
Let's do it.
Are you guys ready to rock?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
All right, starting now.
Oh, man, this is a big mug.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to make sure you get your fill.
Thank you.
No, I don't like to go cheap on a date. I like to make sure... I like to make sure my lover or my possible lover is filled to the gills.
I appreciate being full. You know what I mean? I like a man who splurges.
I'm a man that splurges.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I'm also a man that splurges.
A man that splurges and splooges.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I make little dumb, shitty jokes during my dates.
Excuse me. This soup and salad bar was running low on soup, and you guys took the last of it. I come for the soup. Could you mind sharing some of that mug of soup with me?
Mind. No, I do mind. My lover, excuse me. I mean, we're both making assumptions, but I'm just going to say my lover.
Yeah,
potential lover got me a big mug of soup. and I'm going to drink it.
But I came for the soup.
Well, I don't care to have sexual relations with you, so...
Miss,
no one wants to have sexual relations with me.
No, you come here for the free soup, for the free breadsticks, I'm assuming, too, don't you?
Yeah, I eat free breadsticks and soup.
Yeah,
Well, that's
gross.
No path to sex.
No, you want to get horny, you want to get sexy, you got to have a big bowl of soup.
Well, I'm trying to have soup. I'm leaving.
Hey, wait, come back.
Yeah, don't go.
I'm back. Just give me a little soup.
Well, I can't give you a whole mug of this size of soup.
You guys must really love each other.
Well, it's
starting.
It's starting. We're feeling the heat. The heat's growing underneath our seats. And I'm not talking about temperature in the room.
Wow, that's really gross.
Our loins are scorching.
Yeah, we met on Tinder. It's we get right to the point on Tinder.
No BS on Tinder.
No BS. We want to get right to the sack, but I don't want to seem too crass.
No.
All right, well, I'm going to go over there and try to fill my purse with breadsticks, but good luck to you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, ma'am.
So,
let's chug this soup and fuck. What do you think of that?
Hey, the bathroom looks nice.
Why do we even need to leave this establishment?
I'm an exhibitionist.
I like to fuck in public restrooms.
I do. I don't want. I've been thrown out of here before.
Oh,
part of me, guys. Do you want a mint or a towel or?
No, we're just gonna fuck in here. We don't need mints or towels.
Okay. How about a fluffer?
I'd love a fluffer.
Something to keep it going. Sure.
And I'm gonna slip you a 50. I don't want to get thrown out again.
You splooge splurger.
Yeah, I'm a splooge splurger, and I got a little extra meat on the bone here that I want to try to. Get taken off. You know what I'm saying?
No. Let's leave it on. Let's leave all that meat on the bone.
The meat on the bone?
I think I'm reading you loud and clear. You have meat on your penis.
It's their blood vessels. Yes. Don't break them.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Are you touching it? Are you touching it?
Doesn't look like you're touching it. You're just kind of waving at it. You're waving around it.
Put the tablecloth over everything.
Yes. Set the table, for Christ's sake.
Can you move these? See if one of the servers can move that older couple into my line of vision. I want to be able to look at them.
Tell that elderly couple that they need to move closer to the.
I don't want to move.
Move over here. Come here. I want to look at you in the eyes.
Open your eyes.
You remind me of my grandmother.
You have cataract growths on your eyes that are really concerning to me.
It's like pond scum.
Yeah. Looks like you just need windshield wipers on your eyeballs. Get that off there.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm the manager here. What? Michael, you're supposed to be attending to the bathroom?
I understand that. It's just I don't make very much money. I gotta, do what I can to put food on my table.
Michael, I got this. Excuse me, miss. Yeah. Here's $50.
Wow.
Don't throw me out of here.
Enough said. Where do you want the elderly?
Right in my line of view.
That was amazing.
That was a successful first date.
That's right.
That's how Tinder works.
No one ever just bones on these dates. I found that
very
refreshing.
If that
no, I like that you were getting
bathroom
there.
Attendant slash fluffer would have done his job.
Michael was really cock-blocking.
He was. He
was taking his time.
He was fluffing.
When you have to ask if someone's touching it, they're not.
Yeah.
That's usually
are you touching it?
It's usually how pee-pees work, right?
Is it in? Yeah. I don't know. See you later.
Peace.
Oh.
Poor Michael can't even read.
You got to learn how to fluff it. Fluff the cuff.
You got to fluff it before you stuff it.
Ooh.
That's, I like that one.
Yeah, that was a cool little 98 song I just
wrote. Well,
right
that was
there.
A great date, but I still feel sad.
I feel so fucking sad.
Why are you sad, Lot?
I'm sad because we got to say goodbye to Ken Beck.
Oh, no.
But
you guys don't have to say bye-bye to K-Beck. No. Just head on over to KenBeck.com. KenPBeck.com for all things Ken.
Follow his Twitter antics at KenBeckInternet.
And do not miss his upcoming mod show at the UCB Theater right here in Chelsea in New York on March 14th.
Thank you so much,
Ken. It's a Monday night.
Joining us.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
Oh.
Satan bless you both.
Satan.
Namaste to all of the Periscope folks out there.
Thank you to these perverts who hung around with us, little peeping toms over there. We see you through the shades.
We'd also like to thank Banky Hanky, that's Ben Hosley, our producer. Our mother used to be comedy and tweeted us at Menage Radio anytime.
Yes, we're going to try to Periscope more of these episodes, so please join us live. Let us imagine that you are touching yourself. Are you touching?
Are
you? Did you touch it?
Michael. Michael, put the tablecloth down.
Wait, is this it?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, there it is.
Rectal prolapse.
Oh, it's never been so sexy.